As part of our series on music venues in Chattanooga, they sent me out to talk to Matt Busby, assistant manager of the Camp House. While stepping into the Camp House on William Street, the first thing that got my attention was the wafting smell of coffee and animated baristas putting the final touch of hearts and leaves on their orders. The room is a large converted warehouse with a smattering of tables, chairs, and couches. The only indication that they were preparing for a concert later that evening was the stage lighting and microphones being set up along the center of one wall.
Cup of coffee, you're back to sleep. Decisions rise at 7:30.
We're at the Camp House, and this is a venue for local musicians, for touring musicians, for people to just come and hang out. It's also a coffee shop.
So yeah, we're a venue and a coffee shop. Pretty much if you come in here during the day, it's like any typical coffee house setting. We have couches everywhere, tables and chairs, a good mix of areas where you can work or you can hang out with friends. But at night, you can see now, we kind of have things cleared out for tonight's show. Depending on the band, we'll clear it out so people can stand, or the coffee house setting usually works perfect for singer-songwriter type stuff.
Haven't been home in 4 years. I forget the road that takes me there. Haven't seen a face like yours in a long time. Here I've seen the hungry on the streets. Here I've been hungry on the streets. I've seen everything from here to the midnight. But I ain't going back this time.
Your plan is for each night of the week to have a different type of music.
Absolutely. So beginning in February, this is the very first month where this has all come together, we have a different style of music almost every night. So Monday nights are actually live classical music. And then Tuesday nights, we have an event called Songs and Stories, which we feature just local singer-songwriters. Wednesdays, the Chattanooga Folk School hosts an old-time jam. Thursdays is open mic, which is always a mix of singer-songwriters and poets. And then Fridays is bluegrass. And Saturdays, we just kind of leave open for different types of events, different types of concerts.
Is the focus primarily local, or do you have people come in from out of town that want to perform here?
I'd say that the focus is building a quality music culture. So I think to do that, it's a mix. And so I think this week's a really good example of that. On Wednesday, we had Courtney Marie Andrews, which is a singer-songwriter out of Phoenix, tour through. And then, you know, tonight we have local Strung Like a Horse. So I think that it's not one or the other, but it's a mix for us.
A lot of times there's concerts where musicians actually have gigs in different cities, but they're going to be traveling through, and this gives them a chance to pick up a little pocket money and things like that. Do you have musicians contacting you for a small venue like this?
I don't know that they're necessarily contacting us because we are a small, more intimate venue, or if it's just because they are going to come through Chattanooga, and so they're Googling venues. But we have had a few at this point who their fans have actually told them, if you're going to come through Chattanooga, you should check out the Camp House. It's a great venue. So that's starting to happen.
In a black hole full of space and nothing, you charged your ray gun and whispered, trust me.
And whose idea was it to turn this into really kind of a secret little place to be?
Right. Actually, there's a church that meets here on Sundays called the Mission Chattanooga. And the people who moved down here to plant the church were in a professional band. When they set up this space, they made sure that they created a stage with a sound system that was the quality to where they could actually record here. So during the week, we're actually a coffee bar and a music venue at night. So those things kind of just naturally lend themselves to the space that was built.
What's your audience capacity?
150. So we'll be keeping a tight check on that tonight.
That's pretty much standing room only. I don't see 150 chairs.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. We actually do have quite a few black chairs. You can see them stacked over there. So if we had to get them out, we could. But for this show, it's going to be a lot of energy. So we're hoping people will stand.
Relatively new, or how long has this been going on?
We've actually been open since June of 2010, but the venue's really only started to take off in the last year. I would put Main Times 24 of 2010 as being kind of a launching point for us as far as our venue goes. We were doing shows before that, but that was kind of the first big show that we did, and then it's grown ever since.
sick, but you're kind of growing on me. And I don't know what.
If you were going to give a statement that recommended the camp house, what would be your descriptive statement to recommend this place?
The camp house is a very intimate venue in Chattanooga that has an excellent sound. It's important that we weren't a restaurant or a coffee bar that put music in a corner and we have music because we need to. But this space is centered as much around music as it is around coffee. So it's a very high quality sounding venue. We also rent the space for private events.
You have a website.
Yes, thecamphouse.com, or maybe even better, it would be facebook.com/thecamphouse, where you can view all the upcoming events.
The Camp House is located at 1427 William Street, off of Main Street, between Market and Broad. The coffee house and cafe are open for breakfast and lunch, and the first Friday of every month is College Band Night. All of the music heard in this story was recorded live at the Camp House. You can find a schedule of performances on the web at thecamphouse.com or on Facebook. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.